20 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Thanks for listening. It's 11 minutes after 7, and I thought, oh, well, considering everything that's going on, maybe a little reflection, musically speaking, as to the times when musicians sang about the way things should be as opposed to the way they are. And I found this, let's face it, it's an obscure Prince tune called Peace. And the reason I bring that up and bring it in now is because we're going to talk to Carrie Black, who's co-founder of Superfly, which is a production company that's putting on the Prince, the immersive experience here in Chicago now. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Did you ever hear that Prince Peace tune?
I have.
You have? You really are immersed.
I have been thoroughly immersed. It's been an amazing part of this journey. It's just going deep on all of his incredible music.
I mean, that is really, I had never heard of it before, but I was talking with my producers this morning and I'm like, you know, can we find something? Maybe there's a Prince tune that has something to do with peace that we can play as sort of a transition to try to, I don't know, show the way the world is supposed to be as opposed to the way it is. And
absolutely,
we found that, and apparently that has never ever been released as a single. From what can you tell me about it? And obviously you know more about this than I do, that particular song.
I don't know much about the song, like, oh, okay, like the release and stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, he's got the wealth of stuff in the vault is so deep. It's hard to keep track of it all.
I know. It says here that the was sold only at concerts on Prince's Hit and Run tour, which was in 2001, I guess. I saw Prince, I guess it would be the Purple Rain tour, here in Chicago in the mid to late 80s, I guess. And that was absolutely one of the best live concerts I have ever seen, hands down. The guy had, well, I think we all know, he has stage presence, he has creativity, he's got energy, he knows how to write the tunes, the music, and what
one of the best live performers of all time,
without question. And your company has done a number of these immersive experiences, like I believe the Friends was one of them.
We also have done the Office as well.
Yeah, and what is the concept, just generally speaking, without a specific subject? What's the concept that you came up for this immersive experience with these icons of entertainment?
Yeah, it's you know, these walkthrough experiences to really kind of go deep into whatever the subject is, you know, mm-hmm. and to really you know, go beyond a museum setting, you know, where you're just kind of reading stuff, but really where you can be more immersed and, you know, interactive and be a part of what's going on.
You actually, you go through the experience, right? It's sort of like a guided tour. Is that correct?
It's, you know, you walk through, it's a linear, you go through a bunch of different rooms, but we're not, pushing you through. You're not led right. by someone. You've got to go right. at your own pace. So, you know, if you want to kind of go through more quickly, you can. If you want to read every single word, you can, you know, you can take your time and do it that way as well. So it's up to you.
We're talking with Carrie Black, who is putting on the Prince, the immersive experience here in Chicago. And we're going to get more details that on that, what the exhibit has when you're immersed. And there's one part of this exhibit that I've read about that has completely geeked me out. But then, of course, I have plenty of geek in my chromosomes. So my genetic makeup is...
me as well.
They analyzed my DNA and it came back all geek. We'll do more of it when we come back on 720 WGN.
WGN, Chicago's very
own. 720 WGN, there's a Prince riff we all are familiar with. John Landecker, and that's, of course, 1999. Or $20 if you have an extra penny, sorry. We're talking with Carrie Black, who's the co-founder of Superfly, which is the company that's putting on the Prince Immersive Experience, which is at 540 North Michigan Avenue in Chicago. So, Carrie, let's talk about some of these immersive experiences. From what I understand, you have 10 unique spaces. It takes about an hour to go through, it's on average. Can you tell us what visitors can expect in each one of these spaces?
Yeah, it's an interactive trip through the music and life of Prince. And it's really meant to be sort of a new, fun way to interact with Prince and his music. Mm-hmm. We feature some of Prince's iconic outfits, instruments, never-before-seen photos. For example, we have his famous cloud guitar and one of his amazing outfits from the Purple Rain tour. And on top of that, though, I think is really the crux of this is the more immersive and interactive portions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have a step into the album cover of Purple Rain, where you obviously can get on the motorcycle and get your photo shot. But it's also a full build out of a Minneapolis street scene with lots of Easter eggs and information about Prince himself.
No kidding. You mean there's an actual motorcycle there?
There's a motorcycle. Yep. You have the engine and everything.
Really? Boy, this sounds fascinating. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Indeed. So on top of that, we have a recreation of Studio A, which is the studio where he created all of his music from the late 80s and on from there. And in that room, you can play with the stems from one of his greatest hits, Let's Go Crazy, and play producer for a little while.
You mean like remix it?
Not remix it, but you get to hear all the different stems. You can hear like what every musician was playing. So you can hear right. Prince exactly what he was playing on guitar, or the bass player, and kind of, you know, do the levels as you would want to hear them. And it's a really fun experience.
And sort of isolate the vocals too, because that's the geek part of me.
Exactly.
It was like I saw this and I'm like, oh man, that's like going into
Absolutely.
Control room and then remixing a Prince tune. What is the bathtub scene? How does that work? I'm afraid to ask.
That is a recreation of the When Doves Cry video, the, of course, epic video where he's crawling from the bathtub. So you can, you know, complete it yourself and take your photo in the bathtub or next to the bathtub and crawl away from it if you really want to really go faithful if you want.
How did you get all of this together? Because I remember after Prince's untimely death, there was a considerable amount of legal wrangling over who gets what from his estate. How did you manage to swing all of this?
The estate has been actually a dream to work with. They are have really, you know, connected us with everyone from his world, right? So mm-hmm. whether it's creative people, musicians, you know, really getting everyone involved to make sure that what we're creating is authentic. And so we've, you know, for example, we worked with Roy Bennett, who was his lighting designer in the 80s and 90s. We created Glam Slam, which is an audiovisual dance experience where he did all the visuals in there. So really amazing connections to make this thing incredible.
Well, it sounds like it's just a fantastic experience. And where, it's at 540 North Michigan Avenue. How long are you going to be in town with this?
It's going to be on through October 9th. Tickets are on sale now at princetheexperience.com.
All right. Sounds great. Sounds totally immersive. And I thank you, Carrie Black, for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You betcha. Carrie Black, co-founder of Superfly, which is putting on the Prince of the Immersive Experience, which sounds like a very cool thing to do if you're into Prince music, of course. 722 with John Landecker at 720 WGN. Coming up tonight, we've got a variety of directions to head into. Some of them lighthearted and some of them not. Going with the lighthearted, first of all, after 7:30 news, Kara Condon will be with us here at 720 WGN. And Kara, a Chicagoan, is the 2022 Cheesemonger Invitational Champion. Congratulations. So we'll talk about her experience in cheese, how she became a monger, and I read some of the things she had to go through to win this title, and you really must love cheese. That's all I have to say after I saw the details. I don't want to say what they are now because that would, you know, bury the lead, or take away her thunder and all of that. But it gets pretty crazy. Then completely on the other opposite end of the spectrum, Dr. Catherine Athens, who's a psychologist, will be coming on with us at, after the 8 o'clock news. Her specialty is how do we deal with fear and our concerns over safety when things like Highland Park happened. And I'm sure you've followed hours and hours of televised coverage. You've listened to hours and hours of WGN coverage. And I've heard in various reports individuals in Highland Park who were making comments saying something to the extent of, I'll never go to a parade again. I don't ever want to go outside again. I'm afraid to go anywhere. And I thought, wow, you know, this is something that we seem to cycle through on a regular basis, incidents such as these. Even as we were discussing, even as the news was coming out this afternoon about Highland Park and more details there, there was a lockdown of Brookfield Zoo and people were staying in place. So this cycle of random violence seems to happen with unbelievable regularity. And there's no way, I don't care if we're 100 miles away, if we're just a few miles away from Highland Park, if we're all the way, if we're, I don't know how many miles it is down to that school in Texas, or wherever these things occur, you know, it has to have some sort of mental impact on us, and not in a good way. I mean, I feel it. I can feel it right now if I want to call it up on my, you know, if I want to access that portion of my brain, I can go there, you know, and have that fear. And the violence and the shootings and the carjackings and the things that have been going on in Chicago for who knows how long, which have made the national news and have, you know, put all of us in a state of wariness, let's put it that way, for people who come in and out of Chicago. And it's like these things happen, and then it sort of crosses over into an area where you normally thought that kind of thing wouldn't happen. If you go back a couple of years when the incidents that have started happening on the Mag Mile occurred, and since then there have been things, smash and grabs, shootings, carjackings, all sorts of things that were never there before. That stuff just did not come to the Mag Mile. Well, now it does. And when the news of Highland Park gets spread around, there's a tendency of the rest of the world to say, oh, that's Chicago. Well, that's not Chicago. It's Highland Park. And the reason that it's important to know that it's Highland Park is the kind of community that Highland Park is. Highland Park is the Magnificent Mile, if you will, if you want to take that analogy even further. This is something that doesn't happen in Highland Park or neighborhoods like Highland Park across the country. Every state, every community, every, you know, every state has its quote-unquote Highland Park, a highly affluent, upscale suburb of a major city that has a high per capita income, high real estate, has been used in, well, I don't know about other towns in the country, but Highland Park's been used as in movies for decades for filmmakers who come to Chicago. And it's close by. So it feels more, it has more impact, I think, for, it's a wake up, it's a slap in the face, if you will. It's, you know, all you start talking about these things and there's just no way you can avoid the cliches that get thrown out every time this happens. These kind of things don't happen here. How many times have you heard that over the past few years when senseless shootings and tragedies unfold? These kind of things don't happen here. They happen over there with those people. You know, those people, that's where this kind of thing happens. This doesn't happen here. Well, now it does. And I certainly don't have any answers for gun control or background checks or anything like that. I have wouldn't even attempt to get into that debate at all. But regardless, I think, of how you feel about any of that, you certainly can be affected in a fearful manner after these incidents occur, and especially when they're, quote-unquote, right in your own backyard. So that's what we're going to get into with Dr. Catherine Athens, who is, this is her specialty. She's a psychologist, and she's had years and years of experience helping people deal with, I guess it's a, you know, it's a form of fear, wariness.
It could also be a form of like trauma or PTSD if you're involved
indeed.
In that as
oh,
well.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll discuss that with her, and then maybe a little bit later we'll just start taking calls for a while about Highland Park. I don't know. Depends on what kind of reaction we get. Coming out after that and all of that, switching back, you know, pivoting again, I saw the Elvis movie over the weekend. And I got a few things to say about that. So stay tuned. All coming your way. But right now, it's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom.